Marty Hawk is now here, correct?
I am
there
here.
There you go. You're in Ellisville.
Good morning.
Good morning. Were you having fun without me here on this radio station?
That's exactly
this
right.
Morning?
The forecast I gave wasn't spectacular. Keep an eye out on, it'll be nice on Saturday. But other than that, it reeks of normalcy.
So, well, I am ready for more of this kind of weather we had a couple of days ago. Was that just too awesome?
It was great.
It was very good. So, Marty, we've got a problem here. According to the State Board of Accounts, the county auditor, the treasurer's office, the clerk's office, the sheriff's department, they said we noted several deficiencies in internal control systems. And then when it comes to our grants, the county has not established effective internal control system. Marty, what's going on? And I will want to preface this with one comment. This all appears to be that we are not focusing on our financials at all. At least it appears that way when we hear this. What's going on?
Well, it seemed to me that the basic premise to making these numbers work from the very beginning is trust and honesty. And when the county has got to the point where we don't respect the truth, when we are given falsehoods and nobody is chastised for it, nobody feels bad about looking straight at the camera and telling you things that are not true or very close to not being true, then you begin
You're talking about cultural problem.
I am just saying the basis of making sure that you are doing the county's business in a forthright manner and presenting it truthfully comes from a certain moral compass of making sure that you're truthful about things, that if something isn't working, if when you try to balance every day and it's not balancing, you immediately say so. You don't wait forever to fix it and then do something saying you're balanced when you're not and then later say, oh, well, we just force balanced it. Those are things. This does not take a CPA to make this work. It takes people who are willing to be honest, willing to learn the system, learning to be trained, and step back if they're in over their heads and let someone else get it done right. And
well, isn't that part of the problem that there's either A, no bridge to make that happen, B, there's no recourse if you don't do it improperly, and C, it's just general, oh, we'll get it done whenever we get it done. It just seems like it's a ragtag thing thrown together.
Well, and the point is that we have an auditor who used to work for the State Board of Accounts. Well, that allows a certain amount of knowledge, but that is not what it takes to run the auditor's office because that office has a lot more to do than how you would figure out an audit. In the auditor's office, you have to learn how the financial statement works, how to put together the different forms to arrive at the right numbers. Now, in one case, when the treasurer's office and the auditor's office wasn't balanced, I understand the auditor just entered a $70,000 corrective entry with no documentation to back it up. Well, if that's allowed, if the system
allows... Let me ask you a question briefly, and I want you to get back to the story.
Yeah.
Why would that even, A, be considered as a good idea, and B, what is the recourse of doing such an action?
Well, all I know is that when you are told this doesn't balance and somebody thinks they can just go in there and plug in a number to make it balance and it's allowed by the system with no documentation to back it up, what else is there, you see? So I'm just saying I think this is truly at the bottom of this is that we have people who did not want to say, I'm in over my head, until they were so far in over their head that they just wanted to just walk away and quit, but still collect their money.
Our guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She pops in every Wednesday to keep an eye on our county finances. That is the job of the Monroe County Council. And you talk about getting in too deep. You talk about this and everything else. In that office, Margaret talks about the State Board of Accounts coming in and saying, you've got these issues here. Well, how do you fix it? Is it fixable with the people that are there? Or is the system broken and the system needs fixing? Which is it?
Well, part of it is that they let it get way too far beyond fixing it on a daily basis, which is that's what they certainly are supposed to be balancing all the time. That's the reason why you have an auditor's office, that all their staff has to be totally separate from the treasurer's office. These people who think, oh, well, we ought to hire one accountant and have it be, you know, looking at all these budgets. Well, no, that's exactly backwards, because you have to split the duties so that you don't have anything that might be complicit. However, these kinds of problems are not happening throughout the state, and it didn't happen here for years until we started electing people who went into those offices and systematically removed anybody who was already there who knew how the system worked. And so from the very get-go, when that happened, they lost all that historical knowledge of how to make
You don't have any institutional knowledge, and then you're just...
There was no one there to train the new people brought on.
Right.
No one. And
well, why can that happen that way?
Why did it happen?
No, why can it happen?
Why can it happen? If you're elected, you go in there, and you're over your department, and all of a sudden... You can either make people feel so bad that they'll get up and tell you they don't want to work there. Oh, that's part of what happened.
That is part of what happened.
You
I
know
remember.
It did.
Yeah, I and remember a number of people who that happened to.
And or they would just find they just stayed until they could find another job in the county because they loved county government and they wanted to stay on board, but they walked away from it. And these are the kind of problems you have when you have a brand new department head that decides that, oh, they want to get
jobs for their friends. They wanted jobs for their friends.
And then you are in a situation where no one knows how it works. Now, they've been there long enough at this point. They certainly ought to know how it works. And hopefully, I mean, there's training at the state level constantly for people to go and listen. And yet, we have these kinds of problems.
Who pays for that training at the state level, Marty?
Well, we local taxpayers, pay for the expenses for our elected officials to go for the training. And then people from State Board of Accounts comes to help train. People from Department of Local Government Finance comes to help train. And the people who really actually do these books, and it's not always the department head. Let me make that clear.
Oh, no, it's people in the office.
It's people who work there.
Right.
And I do not mean to be finding fault with our county employees. They can only do what they are trained to do. And if they're not trained to do it properly, and if they're not trained to understand, oh, well, you don't just leave the check sitting around and not enter them, or you backdate the entry and then wonder why things aren't balancing. You're supposed to be making deposits.
Okay, when you say that there's training available, so is it the department head's responsibility to send these people to go get trained, or are they supposed to come back and train them?
Well, that happens depending on what you're doing. But if you've got people, the department head who's going and maybe he's not attending the classes, they're out doing something else, or they attend the class and they're really not capturing exactly what the training is supposed to be. But generally speaking, the department head as well as their financial person in that office, the person who's actually doing the work, will be going to the training. And that's really what needs to happen. It just needs to.
And so when you're saying this, are you saying that they are not taking advantage of the training of opportunities? The auditor's office, the treasurer's office?
Either they're not going and taking advantage of it, or they went and they didn't grasp it. But immediately, your department head should know whether or not, if you're not grasping it, if you don't understand what you've been trained to do, if you were went to the state for training, then certainly something should happen. In addition to which, do we have the wrong software package? Is that not allowing us to do what we need to do?
Oh, that's an awfully easy one, though.
I understand. I'm trying to make certain that I've covered all bases here. But a lot of it has to do with
so much
well.
Of this stuff. We didn't have this problem until, what, about 8-10 years ago we started having these problems. And
it's those computers.
And I'm sorry, you know.
It's email.
I think it's all new people, and I think it's people who aren't trained properly. And I want to know, are they going to the training and not getting it, or are they just not getting trained?
Well, here's the million-dollar question of all this is, we know what the symptoms are, or we know what the problem is. How do you fix it, and what are the consequences if you don't fix it?
Right. Well, right now the county has hired someone to come in there and go over all the books to try to get, and they're working their way through it. And so far they have not found any evidence of fraud, and they are looking for fraud. And they're seeing that it's off balance, and they are working it. Trying to see what's going on here.
I'm not really thinking about fraud in this case. Incompetence, yes.
Walk away from the fact that fraud, it always has to be looked at. When you're looking at public dollars,
yes,
and things aren't balancing.
They found that out the hard way at the city level,
right,
Marty.
You know, we love all of our county government employees, in order to have even the appearance that there would be something that would be so open-ended, that you're not checking all the time to make sure everybody is staying on the straight and narrow, then you are asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble for everybody in county government as well as for all the people you're trying to serve. So we
State Board of Accounts, we had this grant situation where there's apparently not enough eyes seeing what's going on there. We did have a grant writer for a long time. Well, not a long time, but I mean, we had somebody who was hired to do that. And I didn't hear about these problems then, and now all of a sudden we get this State Board of Accounts thing, and we don't have this person in the office anymore or in that job position anymore. What's going on with that, and what is your understanding about that?
Okay, the grants, of course, is huge because we operate so much on grants. And we used to have somebody in the auditor's office years ago who just looked at the grant situation to make certain that we were in compliance. Well, then when we had a changeover in auditors, however many years ago that was, the commissioners then determined that, well, they would have somebody in their office that would be over grants, but also would be trying to get new grants, and they would have that person in their office. And it appears to me, outside looking in, or maybe inside looking in, that position was spent more time looking at getting more grants in rather than doing the financial reporting.
But that was the understanding, at least when they put that person in place. That was my understanding what their job was supposed to be.
Well, I believe that there was some kind of miscommunication then, because somebody has to be in charge of financial controls. So this is not the first time we've been written up about the grant situation. So we have been warned and warned and warned, and it yet worse and worse. And so between the auditor's office and the commissioner's office, that whole grant situation has got to be worked out. Now,
Marty,
the person who was in charge of the grants is no longer there.
No, they got
office,
rid of her.
And we do have a new person that's been hired for the auditor's office to do the grant
overseeing.
And we will hope that this will all be corrected, because For instance, we,
it sounds like
not
two
even
jobs,
that we're
though,
written
Marty.
Up for it. We had an adverse opinion on some of these things in the total audit. That's really bad. If we lose,
but what has it resulted in? That's the whole thing. You want to give me a verbal lashing about this? You're going to wag your finger at and say you better not do that again. What is the penalty, Marty? Is there one?
Okay, the penalty is that...
Margaret, you stop that now. I've told you 17 times. Don't,
yeah,
make, 18.
Right.
Don't make it 18.
If you do that again, you don't get ice cream for dinner.
Yeah, it's sure sounding like that,
well,
Marty.
You just bang your head against the wall and bang your head against the wall. I'm getting a helmet. The hell with the rest of you. I'm getting a helmet.
Here's what
I'll
it
bring
could
you
be
one.
What could happen is that we have to get it worked out because we cannot afford to lose the opportunity for our grant situation.
Right.
For instance, with the grant reporting, they had some of the state grants mixed in with the federal grants. This common sense reporting was put together wrong. So,
what's the penalty for being wrong?
I know
constantly?
You sound as frustrated as those of us on the council feel. It's like, come on. The penalty could really be if we go to borrow money and we look like as if we don't have our ducks in a row, our bonds will cost us more dollars. We could lose the opportunity to go out there and grab more federal dollars and so forth. Now, I don't mean that's where it is right now, but it's certainly where it's headed, and that's the reason why these people who are working on trying to get these numbers and get it caught up to date so that we know where we are,
Marty,
is so essential. Now, what they have told us is that they're not just going to do an entry to make it balance out, which has happened in the past, so forced account balancing. They're going to come to the county council and tell us the dollar amount it's going to take to make it balance. Now, they don't know what that dollar amount is yet because they're working through the whole system. But when they get through with it, no matter what the dollar amount is, we're going to have to be prepared to make an adjustment to make those numbers work. Now, when they're through with that, we'll have a better idea of what the outcome is. But why did it take so long to get moving on this? We've known we had a problem now for how long?
How long? Tell us, how long have you known you had a problem?
Well,
and the other thing I got to ask you, Marty, is that I don't really see these people that on the other side of the aisle from you giving a darn, because all they'll do is raise some other tax
I mean, I understand that there's a different philosophy. Some people who believe that they're doing the best service for the county is look really hard for a new tax to increase services. Others believe that the important thing to do is to look very hard to make sure you're giving the best possible service for the revenue that you're receiving and make sure that it's cost effective. So we put both of those situations together, and if there's some kind of a balance, you'll come out sort of in the middle. Well, there is no balance now. There is no balance. So I believe we have to have people who are elected that you...
What do you just start drawing a line today and you say, all right, here's the line. Now, in a year from now, 2 years from now, we need to be here, we need to be there. What if you're above the line? What if you're below the line? Is that what you do, or we just keep dealing with this on a case-by-case, month-by-month, week-by-week, balance-by-balance situation?
And turn around and around trying
to
figure out where the answer is.
Yeah. I mean, I do 50 Wednesdays with you a year, and I'm not sure where we're going.
Marty, it just doesn't sound like the county puts a priority on financials and having correct accounting. It just sounds like there is nobody there. I mean, it's proof is in the pudding when you hire somebody to, quote, replace the person in the auditor's office who is supposed to look over the grant money with somebody who's supposed to write grants, and you don't bother to replace the person in the auditor's office. Those sounded like two completely different jobs to me. I mean, maybe I'm just an idiot, but they sound like they're really different.
Well,
so why didn't we have somebody doing one and the other?
Wait, Margaret. It's up to the auditor to say, the auditor should be saying, this is my responsibility. Right here, I'm supposed to be putting these financials together, or, or you're taking that responsibility and make sure you're handing it over to me, or
right.
some way that should have been worked out. But the bottom line
but
here
that's
is
my whole
we
point.
Have the county who seems to want to argue with the State Board of Accounts every time we get some kind of recommendation from them, such as, I'll give you two latest incidents, when the State Board of Accounts recommended that we not make payroll retroactive and make sure or move
raises.
Them ahead with their raises and tell mm-hmm. them to start their extra hours 2 weeks early and so forth, that was not the auditor's place to do that. They did it anyway, and I had someone look right straight at me and say, what difference does it make to you, Marty? Why do you care? Even though we had been told by the State Board of Accounts not to do it, they did it anyway. And then, now, we've been told by the State Board of Accounts not to move forward with paying a 10-year advance, a prepayment for services. That's not allowed. But guess what? It's still on our plate to vote on. And they're still trying to work with the State Board of Accounts, hoping they'll get some other kind of opinion. In other words, if I keep asking you, will you tell me something I want to hear? Not something you've already told me.
Oh, my God.
So that doesn't mean that we will do it. I'm not even sure that there's a majority of the county council who would want to do it. But why don't we listen to the advice we're being given? There's reasons why the State Board of Accounts direct us in one direction or the other to keep us from making a huge mistake. So that's just my one person's opinion. I think there are other people on the county council who agree with that, but I'm telling you, it is still on our agenda to vote on. So I find that very problematic.
And when's that meeting, Marty?
It would be next Tuesday.
Thank you.
But in addition to which, I understand that the commissioners have a meeting next week, and it will be an executive session having to do with litigation. I don't know what that litigation's about, but I expect...
But you'll tell us next Wednesday.
I expect litigation... Well, no, if it's secret, well, you know, effective, we don't... But I will not be surprised at all to see litigation coming about having to do with what happened at the Plan Commission meeting, County Commissioners meeting having to do with the plan.
See, even Marty messes those meetings up. She sounds like me sometimes.
So I'm telling you the... what came out of that?
You think somebody's suing them? Is that what you're...
I think that, well, I'll be surprised if someone does not.
Yeah, me too.
And I just wanted to say, you know, when you've got one commissioner who put the motion on the floor to pass it, and that was Commissioner Kiesling, and then she was the only one that didn't vote for it, but because she didn't get the motion approved to reduce 25-year moratorium down to 20-year moratorium.
Like
well, I don't want a 20-year moratorium.
Yeah,
either.
No, it's ridiculous.
So any way you go at it, it looks it's not going to be something that the public is going to say as a majority we agreed to this. So I think we're going to see some major pushback. And when you have a county commissioner look straight at the camera and say, well, you know, from our county general fund is where we pay for potholes and patching roads. If they don't know, they should know. That's not where that money comes from. It comes from gas tax. So I don't know whether they don't know or they try.
This is just misdirection.
Ladies, it is 8:31 on a Wednesday morning,
and I have to let you guys go.
Marty,
we have advertisers we have to thank for bringing us our project, and we'll be back next Wednesday with more.
I will try to bring as much truth as I possibly can to the table, and that's where I think the biggest problem is. Let's try telling the truth.